Blog Talk Radio.
Angry Bastard Radio, bitch. We're back.
Showtime.
Hey, tell
us.
To the flames, you was supposed to put Jersey on like Beans put Philly on, but
now that your deal is gone, I seen what you really on. Yeah. We ain't in the same boat. Nope. You ain't never slang dope. Nope. You ain't never hustle for weeks wearing the same coat. Nah. Nigga, what you gon' do? What you ever gone through? What? You the king of a city that you can't even come to. We ain't no kinfolk, nope. And you ain't no king, bro. Nope. Nigga, I'm Kimbo, multiplied by Tendo. I don't take trips with my duffel bag, you fucking fag. Ain't nothing but old gas gloves and a couple masks. I don't play with a full deck, you better shuffle fast. Uh-huh. Think I don't know about all the shit you discuss with Fab. Yeah. And for the record, Lil Wayne is on my dick. You heard the duffel bag record, that's my shit. Even mention my block, nigga, that's my strip. Yeah. You see T-Mobile reduced to being a sidekick. Yeah. My nigga Webb, he know why all of my guys get. Yeah. We in the club when you coming out of your closet. Yeah. You ain't no boss creep, you live up in Cross Creek. I know where your horse sleep, my niggas in Dawes Beat. Yeah. I don't wanna cause grief, but you just a soft geek. I run up in torch heat, leave you on your porch sleep. And don't forget, nigga, I'm still in the gutter. Uh-huh. Where you left your little baby and your niggas to suffer. What you did outside of crowns to that nigga that snuck you. You know how many niggas out here that's willing to touch you, sucker. You are worn down, your niggas is all clowns. Yeah. Look at yourself, you the reason that we ain't all now. Yeah. You heard his beef and you wanna get on the horn now. No. Problems with Ren, that's something you can't afford now. No. Them old gorillas, I'm telling them niggas, calm down. Oh, it's damn. Not beef, that nigga's just laying songs down. Yeah. You might be more witty, I'm more gritty, but you sure silly. You kill me thinking it's your city. It's my city, and I got niggas to ride with me. I'm the strongest nigga reppin' the East besides 50. And I don't know what this nigga's trying to do. Yeah, I know about John and who he's trying to screw. Cause I know what you know who. I'm cool, nigga, let's keep that between me and you. Yeah.
All through the hood, I hear these niggas say, nobody
gon' die
tonight.
I hear these niggas say somebody gon' die tonight.
This nigga's crazy, man.
Angry motherfucking bastard in the radio.
You ain't never sleep.
The We're the Back special. That motherfucker like station, at least you speak your motherfucking mind. Three muddy motherfucking mofos. Funny that is. Talking hella. Come give your opinion. You already know what it is. This is a little random die tonight. Earlier we had Meek Millie's Make 'Em Stay. This is one of the angriest radio stations out there, dog. You ain't gonna find any better station than this. Don't even tune to your next station, cause after this station, that's going to be the best station. Best for the nation. Motherfucking S Dizzle in the Bizzle. That's my brother, y'all. After this track, we're gonna unmute the king, I should say, of the roast. He's been, you know, gone for a minute. I mean, he's been in the matrix, you know, lacing them tracks together, and of course, putting your moms to rest.
I'm about to start saying you ain't from here, nigga. This my city, nigga.
Big shout out to everybody in New York. Big shout out to everybody in New Jersey. Big shout out to everybody in Florida. Angry Bastard Radio. This is up myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio. Nobody in the game fuck with you. Niggas fuck with me. Ask niggas. Pause.
Yeah.
Also, hit us up on our Facebook. Just type in the letters G-E-E, the space, and Q-E-W. Once again, G-E-E, space, Q-E-W, G-Q. Big shout out to all the Boricuas. You know, G-Q's in the... I got some things from Boricuas. The Boricuas just pop up to me asking for $100,000. I'm gonna tell that bitch, get the fuck out of my face. As soon as she says, Papi Morbalinto, and starts getting in and breaking into the Spanish and the gibberish that they say, I might have to dig in my pockets and pull out $100,000. SD in the fucking building. What's good, nigga? Yeah, I hear you chewing on them old ass Pop Tarts, man. I know you're there.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Feels good to be back, man. It's like society elsewhere, you know, not being on the radio kind of sucks. And you got mad motherfuckers. Niggas got jokes. Like, the other day, niggas had jokes talking about how I was playing, you know, clips, like, of the past on the TD show on the iPod. And my cousin, this nigga's on some hating shit. You know he's money. This nigga, I'm playing this shit, and I got two motherfuckers listening. Nigga gonna come in the room. Damn, finally you got some listeners for that old-ass show. I'm like, okay, you got jokes, no doubt. Fat motherfucker.
Cool. Some new shit on the fucking MySpace page, man. I don't know if you've been to it lately. You need to go look at that.
Some new shit on the MySpace?
Yeah, I don't even know if you looked at the MySpace page. Niggas changed it up and all that.
I haven't been on that MySpace page in a minute. I'm fucking Facebooking this shit, man.
Yeah, niggas want me to get Facebook, but you can't. Can you put music on Facebook?
Nah.
Alright, so I'll stick to MySpace.
You said you should stick to MySpace?
Yeah. You can put music on MocoSpace.
Yo, man, you motherfuckers, like, got rid of all my shit, dog. Like, every single track that I downloaded, erased.
Got shit to play?
I mean, I got shit to play. And you know what's funny? I think it was someone that was Latin that did this shit. Because all my Latin shit is still here. And all my old school that got Latin singers is still there. But everything else that had Negroes in there, gone.
You ain't got shit.
Yeah, man. Like, it's bullshit. But I guess because niggas ain't did this shit in a minute. I got a candidate that might want to be a host on the show.
No white women.
And, huh?
No white women.
Nah, it's not a white woman.
Okay.
I believe she's Puerto Rican.
Where the sisters at? We ain't had no sisters yet.
Huh?
We ain't had no sisters yet. Where the sisters?
I mean, we had a sister. We had La Chacalate or whatever the fuck her name was.
Yeah,
she wasn't really a host.
Exactly.
But, you know, it just so happened every time one of the hosts called up, she happened to be calling. I don't know what that's all about.
What up, nigga? You ain't on Xbox no more, pussy?
Nigga, I'm going on tonight.
Yeah.
You got that Call of Duty?
Nah, I let my little nigga hold it.
I'm trying to wait. This nigga Fresh is supposed to be calling up, man. This nigga perpetrating right now.
Hey, Juju, nigga, you been off 44 days. Fuck is he doing?
Yeah.
He was about
I mean, he might be at the beach helping his family out, you know, out of those canoes and shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Cuban niggas, they come over, they come on sea, overseas in a fucking macaroni and cheese box. Niggas build a clubhouse out of the macaroni elbow box and shit. Yo, while we wait for the rest of the crew, L.E. and motherfucking, L.E. and, L.E. and fucking Thrust to Death. I'm going to play this for the,
Oh, my God.
Cover your ears, dog. It ain't even that serious, nigga.
You're lame.
I'm gonna play this for the
spot. Right,
huh?
You're lame in the spot as usual.
Yo, I'm gonna play this for the Latin women. I can't put this out for the Latin women.
Fuck her.
Huh?
God, nigga, I don't give a shit.
Yo, which one should I put, Valvet or Mia?
I don't even want to listen to it, and you're going to ask me which one to play.
Yo, stay tuned. Angry Bass Radio. We got an hour and 6 minutes left. Fuck it. I'll play this shit.
Yeah. Por favor, vuelve, vuelve. Quizás no fui el primero, pero te fui sincero. Y he llegado hasta Seattle, mami, para decirte que te quiero. Vuelve, no te hagas de rogar. Me han visto hasta llorar. Yo no te pido mucho, solo vuelve conmigo y Don Omar, vuelve mami, que te necesito. Cumplo los requisitos. Si te hacen falta abrazo, a mí me sobran abrazos y besitos.
What the fuck this nigga just said, I do not know. I wasn't even sure if I called the right show. I wasn't even sure if I called the right show. Man, as soon as I heard that shit, I was like,
hold on,
I got the wrong number. And I'm not really out with the asshole.
I don't know what the fuck that nigga just said. SD in the building, fresh to death in the building, holding it down. We got exactly 1 hour. Motherfucking 9:59, actually 10 o'clock in the p.m. First show, welcome back. Angry Bass Radio, the We're Back special. The station that lets you speak your mind. We got the 9/11 special, the 9/11. And it's pretty much three funny mofos talking hella. Come give your opinion. I don't know who the fuck wrote that shit. Dance with me. Ah, you know what? I think that was E that put that shit down. Cause I asked that nigga to schedule a show one time, and I'm like, "What you put in the description?" He said, "Nah, I just put come check us out." I'm like, "Yeah, all right, motherfucker. That nigga probably put some gay shit." Yo, man.
Started writing his ass off.
Yeah. Fucking, yo, man. So, fuck you been up to, Fresh?
So I just got my new crib. On down, working like a slave. I'm watching the Heat whoop Boston's ass right now.
No doubt. I mean, you should be used to be working at, like a slave. I mean, you know, you motherfuckers make, what, $1,000 a decade? That's that hard work.
At least we work, man. Y'all some lazy motherfuckers.
I mean, you fucking right. We was picking cotton. You know what I mean? Like, have you ever picked cotton before, motherfucker? Like, that shit hurts your fingers, man. You best believe I'm gonna be rusting.
Man, you know what? Nigga, you know that boat ride was like from 90 miles from Key West.
I wasn't. Yeah. Well, yeah. You're right.
Hot sun, sharks.
Yeah, y'all niggas swam over here. You know motherfuckers, those sharks don't eat no Cubans. Every shark that was killed in America or in the fucking world, you never find a Cuban inside of their stomach. But you motherfuckers is friends with the shark. Like, y'all niggas stay in the water like them, you know what I mean? Motherfucking sharks are y'all next door neighbors.
So word. Yo, you heard about the shark they found in Fort Lauderdale Beach, right?
They what?
They found a 750-pound great white shark, and they found it was dead on shore. When they opened that bitch up, it had, like, 10 human parts, and they all led to believe it was Cuban.
Ain't that
wow. I'm thinking,
wow.
Like, that's like one of my cousins or something. That's fucked up.
Hey, at least you're not in the now with this shit. Like, I mean, you just straight up hurt.
Yeah, fuck it, man. That's fucked up, man. I mean, I can understand with some Mexicans or Colombians, but really, they ain't trying to escape from nowhere. I know it was my heritage.
Well, Mexicans, see, we got to understand. Mexicans, I mean, we call them wetbacks because their back is sweating from beating on their back when they climbed over the border and, you know, infested our country. Our country. Man, like, these motherfuckers give a fuck about me.
Yeah, y'all niggas took over this shit, too.
Hey, wait, what'd you say, SD?
Man, fuck your girl, nigga.
Niggas come out of nowhere.
Oh, man.
Was
like the dog she is.
Mm-hmm.
I call the foul on that. You gotta be kidding me.
Yo, man, relationships, dog.
Something.
Relationships.
You never know nothing about.
Yeah, nah, man. I mean, I heard that Spanish women are the truest, well, majority of the Spanish women are the truest women out there. Like, they don't cheat or anything like that.
Bullshit.
Is that true? That's bullshit?
Nope. Every female is different individually. Ain't no such thing as a Spanish chick being more loyal to a nigga. All bitches are just as whack, dog.
Really?
Yes, sir. All bitches are like that, bro. You gotta think, if a nigga's smart, a bitch is that much more smarter. They just know how to cover their shit.
Yeah, you're right. They do know how to cover their shit. Like, they could be, you know what I mean, sucking dick right now. And
that could be your chick. And if she giving head right now, and you call up, and she just pulled dick out of her mouth to talk to you, tell you she loves you, all that shit, and while the dude's standing over her, he's laughing at you on the phone, and once she hangs up, she continues. You're right. You're absolutely right. Us men, we get caught in lies. Like, that's why I just fucking keep the shit real. Like, look, I'm a piece of shit. I just want to fuck. That's it.
Word.
I mean, how you feel about that situation, SD?
What situation?
Situation about about Spanish women being loyal.
I care less about the Spaniards being whatever they being. You know why? Because all I'm going to do is have them doing more bidding over than a game of pool.
Oh, shit. I'm going to have them bending over more than a game of pool. I'm writing that shit down on my motherfucking Facebook.
That nigga banked up that shit. I think Banks is stupid.
Who, Lloyd Banks?
Yeah.
Oh, man. That shit was funny.
Yeah, that was a classic.
I'm going to tell you it was a classic. Your mom is still giving head underneath the bunk bed. Fucking Ron O'Neill in the face having ass nigga.
Ron O'Neill, stop trying to take my shit, nigga. Stop trying to take my jokes.
Ty Pinkston in the face ass nigga.
Yeah, alright.
Nah, I'm on some real shit though, man. Like.
What?
I don't know. It's like, I was told Spanish people, like, in when they're fucking, I guess from the olden days. Like, you were loyal to your man. Like, you cooked, you cleaned, you did all of this. Damn, I wish there was a Spanish woman that was here to actually, yeah, like, throw this shit out of here. Like, it's kind of hard with a fucking Cuban. Like, I need someone to be like, yo, well, is this true? So she can be like, oh, you know what? No, it's not true, or whatever. Like, just put me in my fucking place, because right now,
I mean, don't get me wrong, though, because Spanish girls are loyal to an extent. I'm just saying every girl individual got their own little habits and own little, you know, ways. But as far as, like, catering to you, they definitely know how to, like, do that household, like, wifey type. You feel me? They're always on point with laundry, always cooking. You know what I'm saying? They just always looking after the house and for you and shit. You get home, you comfortable. You feel me? I ain't never had one Spanish girl not be able to cook.
Whoa, dog. I had two. One didn't like the cooking. Always went the fuck out to, you know, want to eat Chinese food and shit. And, like, she ate more snacks than actual food. And she was Puerto Rican. Number two, there's one Dominican chick did not want to cook. Oh, I'm not cooking. Fuck that shit. Well, do you know how to cook? I know how to cook. What do you know how to cook? I mean, I be putting oohs and oohs and hot dogs together. That shit don't fucking count. Oohs and oohs and hot dogs is our fucking meal.
Wait. Them bitches be pump faking on you, nigga. That's what.
Yeah. Caller, you on the air.
Who that?
Caller, you on the air.
They got real quiet. They got nervous.
No, I'm here.
Oh, boy. Mm.
And I'm speaking for real women, not just Spanish women. Yes, I am Puerto Rican. I am Latina 100%. And yes, I do know how to cook. And yes, I do cater to my man. But don't get it twisted. Just because I am 100% Puerto Rican and take care of my man doesn't mean that all Spanish women do.
Oh, word.
I know,
dog. You don't know how to cook? You don't know how to cook no more? You don't cook no
more? I do nothing but cook. All I right. Take care of mine.
All right. Cool. See, now that's loyalty. Fucking loyalty is hard to find. You know, it's hard to find a good woman like her.
She can actually tell me anything.
Well, no, it's not hard to find us. It's just you're looking in the wrong places. You're looking in clubs. You're looking in bars. You're looking in lounges. Come on. A real woman won't be hanging out in places like that. Especially
so
where
would
you
be hanging out?
At home. A real woman will be at her job, will be at school, will be home.
I ain't trying to let a nigga bag y'all while y'all at work.
That's not
yeah,
true.
Hell no.
That's not true. Because
yeah,
if a nigga walks into my job and he has a job and I know he has a job, then you know what? He has an up on me. Because I know he has a job.
What if he works at KFC? Sweeping trash.
To each their own. I mean,
and
I need a man that makes a little more than
pause.
That.
There was a little pause in between there.
No, I mean, like I said, to each their own. I mean, my lifestyle of living is not for somebody that work in KFC sweeping and mopping floors.
I was saying, because you said a job. You didn't specify. You just said a job. I said, okay. He could be hanging up kites or flyers all day for $1.50 a day.
He can. He could be a Mexican. But,
Dad, you got an M of it.
That's not for me. A nigga for me has to have a real job. He has to make at least the same amount I do.
Oh shit. So what if he makes like a couple of
in the world? I don't want nobody bringing me down. I want somebody to help me get up.
Yeah,
you know, we can go up the ladder together. I'm not bringing you up. You're not bringing me up. We're gonna go up that shit together.
I never seen somebody go up a ladder together. Like, wouldn't you bust your ass?
Nah, one be in the front, the other one be in the opposite side.
Oh, I thought you meant, like, together, like, okay, when you put your leg up, I'm putting my leg up, too.
No, G.
Yo, hey, let's put the blood down. Put the blood down.
That's it. Enough smoking for you.
Yeah, what?
All right, well, let me ask you, because, you know, I hear you guys are dogging women, but what about your men? Where the hell are these good men?
Right here on the floor.
That are loyal to their women, that don't cheat on their women, that don't beat on their women, that don't talk trash to their women, that don't put their women down and take away their self-esteem. Where the hell are those men?
Well, I would never beat my wife. I just like to wear wife beaters, you know?
Word.
Don't judge me because of what I got on. It's only a T-shirt.
Well, as long as that shit is white and not gray, we are right.
With yellow piss stains in the underarm area.
And we won't talk about your drawers, right?
Word. Stink-ass drawers. Shit got...
Grown ass man can't even wipe his ass right.
Yeah, that's not cool. You know what I mean? I'm just getting on the baby wipe scene. Like, I used to just wet the toilet paper and then double wipe with the dry piece. But I mean, a lot of people are telling me, yo.
Listening.
Yeah, you gotta get that baby wipe. I mean, does anybody else here, men? No homo? Baby wipes or regular toilet paper?
Fuck, you think I'm wiping my eyes with baby wipes right
there? Nigga, so you walking around with a shitty ass too?
You hear yourself, woman. I'm not even going to go there with you.
No, honey, you can bring it because I can take it.
I'm not even in the
Angry room. Bastard Radio.
Okay.
Station that lets you speak your motherfucking mind.
Okay, after your ass take a shit, wipe your ass with tissue, and then smell your fingers.
Oh, man. I'm saying, but a butthole is always going to stink. You can just get out the shower,
well,
and your butthole is still...
Yo, G, if you stick your finger in your butthole, you got a problem.
No. Whoa, pause. I mean, I never put my finger in my butthole. Word up.
So you're talking about butthole.
Nah, I'm just saying, like, an ass is an ass. Like, you might fart once you get out of the shower and it's a wrap.
Man, you take your ass right back in there.
What if you got multiple gas? Like, you're going to be, you can sit in the shower all day.
Baby wipes.
Yeah. I'm definitely, I got a fucking pedicure the other day. I don't give a fuck what you motherfuckers
say. Wait, hold on. Did you just avoid my question?
What was your question?
I said, where are the real men?
Oh, and I answered it right here.
It's the same thing for you. You're looking in the wrong places.
No, honey, I'm not looking. They don't need
no.
me to look.
No, we're saying women in general. Because you're speaking for the women out there. So we're saying women in general. They're looking in the wrong places.
And how about the ones that aren't looking?
Well, I mean, they gotta find out, you know, why their pussy is attracting no good niggas.
That's an interesting concept.
I definitely stole that from my older brother.
that is a very interesting concept.
Yeah, no,
are we looking just to scratch out cookies, or are we looking for the real deal?
Yeah. And a lot of women out there think that they want the real deal until they get their cookie scratched. And then it's like, And then when their cookie need to be scratched again, they get on that sensitive level. A lot of women that can't handle a real man. A lot of women have dished out a lot of good men. Like, ah, this nigga, he's a punk because he's too nice. And then when they get the asshole, they want to ask God, God, why do I keep getting all these assholes? Because you got rid of all the good niggas. That's why.
No, you're right. I'm going to give you that because I'm not innocent either. But, you know, I'll meet a good man, but and then he'll be fucked up in bed, and that just tears everything up.
Look, you gotta kind of, like, settle for something. You're going to have one fault. Like, either he got all the money in the world, you know what I mean? His schlong is extra big. He's good to you. He treats you good, but he's 4'11". Like, little guy. He's the same height as you. You can be out of eye.
Why you have to grow my height?
Hey, hold on. I'm kind of short now, but damn, nigga, 4'11 is small, bro.
Yeah, but why you have to throw out my height?
Oh, my bad. They didn't know I was talking about you. Oh, shit.
All right. So you said that. How about me? How about, I'm just going to throw it out there, you know. How about if I was everything, but then I was a corpse in bed? Would a guy still want to fuck with me?
Probably not, because a lot of guys would start a relationship off. But the relationship isn't about being what it's supposed to be. It'll be more judged on the pussy. Damn, her pussy's whack. She sucks in bed. I'm not calling her again. But if you got a good pussy, you can be a piece of shit. You could have no career. You could be a waste of sperm. Your mom should have fucking swallowed you. And niggas will still fuck with you just because you got good pussy and a fat ass. So she got a fat ass. Dog, she's ugly as shit. Look like she fell on her face off a 10-story building. Dog, but she got a fat ass, though.
No!
Word. That doesn't go together. This is like a Grim Reaper and shit.
It's true, though. That's true. Because I be bitches with niggas, and I'll be like, what the fuck is that?
SD, can you add to that?
God.
Like, SD is that type of nigga that he fuck with bitch. He don't give a fuck what they look like. He only got a fat butt.
Is that right?
I mean, that's what you said in the last show.
So a fat butt makes a relationship?
Well, that's what I'm saying. A lot of guys out here, they just want to fuck. That's it.
It could if a guy had a real picky sexual presence, I guess, you know what I'm saying? If a guy was that sexual and needed to have that in his relationship, yeah, it's going to make his shit better.
Yeah. But I can't find, yeah, that's definitely like a, I don't know if I could dip on somebody, like, damn, she's good to me, like, she's great, and she's sexy, whatever, but she got whack pussy, I'll probably be like, you know what? I'll deal with it, and hopefully I can make her pussy. Because that's when the guy got to take control. You know what I mean? Like, okay, look. I'm going to turn this whack pussy into that gush. I'm going to turn it from whack to gush. Good shit pussy. So you got to kind of take in control. Tell her, you got to train her how to do this, do that. It might get annoying after a while. Before you know it, you got a masterpiece right there.
For someone else.
But you have patience. It takes a lot of patience. A lot of people don't want to do that. A lot of people are like, man, fuck that. I'm going to go fuck somebody else.
But the same for the woman. I mean, if a woman teaches a guy, all he's going to do is, you know, test it on someone else.
But you know what? That's why we got cheaters. Because of the weak-minded motherfuckers, men and women, the weak-minded motherfuckers, they feel as though, damn, she's everything but one. She does everything for me. She gives me pussy whenever I want, but she won't suck my dick. So you know what? I'm going to go to this chick, but I'm going to keep her because she's good in everything else. But just to fill in what she can't do for me, I'm going to get from her. And before you know it, it turns from getting your dick sucked to having sex. Boom, now you got another baby mom. You feel me?
Another baby mama.
That shit is crazy. And it's like women tend to think a lot quicker and more than men. So y'all think about all of this shit, the smart ones that cheat and do all that shit. If they use their brain, that's why they get away with it. But men, if you use your brain, you can kind of get away with it, but we tend to not use our brain. We just use our dick head and not our head on our shoulders. So it's like when you fucking do something, you just think of that moment. And right then and there, after it goes by, you're like, damn, I'm caught. I nutted inside of her. Why? She needs to get an abortion. Damn, she's not getting one. Damn, I got to tell my wife. And now you're stuck. Yeah, that's why niggas get caught all the time. I blame it on the woman, though. That should be open for everything.
Wait. Hold up.
I just
did hold up. Why the woman?
I mean, because it's clear, like, if your man wants to get a blowjob, then you may not like it, but...
Okay, how about she doesn't know how to do it?
Oh, well, you know what? I got a CD for her. It's a DVD by Pinky.
Hold on. Okay. We're going to say this. There's a lot of freaks out there. I'm not one of them.
Mm-hmm.
But they are out there. How about if your woman come to you and she goes, turn around, I want to tickle your, you know.
No.
Wait, hold up. Hold up. I have to take it there. You know why I have to take it there? Because that's something that you guys supposedly don't like. And you think that just because getting your dick sucked feels good that every woman like doing that? Not every woman likes doing that.
That nigga's a final broad that does. What the fuck?
So then us women should find a guy that likes to be tickled in the back?
I mean, hey, if you find that...
Y'all prerogative.
Word.
Yeah, but then again, you know, there's a lot. There's, you know, 90% of the Latin men, 90% of the Latin men are like that, but we're not going to go there.
I know it. And all I'm trying to say, word, I know it. 95% of the Puerto Rican men, well, Spanish men out there,
Spanish,
are homosexual.
Spanish. Yes.
Hey, yo, and fresh, man,
yes.
You better be there.
Yes.
Hey, they like it.
They like when their women lick their butthole. They like when their women tickle their shit. They like that shit. And to me, any freaking man that likes that shit has homo tendencies.
No.
Hey, fresh, man, you better be in that 5% that isn't homo, dog. Oh, man, that motherfucker's not responding. Hey, fresh. I just think somebody call you.
People.
Hey, yo, fresh, man. You got 10 seconds, man, before you get banged on. 5 seconds. That was a quick 5 seconds. You just got yourself banged on, bitch. Happy Mike Cone Day, pussy. Yeah. You can continue, though. I knew it, though. Because it's like the motherfuckers.
No, it's true. If a guy asks a woman, or if a woman just goes at a man, she's licking on the balls, and she ends up going a little lower, and the guy don't stop her, and he likes that shit, that's homo in the closet.
Yeah, I'm saying, but didn't you say that's what niggas was doing back then?
They were doing back then, but it doesn't mean they can continue doing it.
I mean, it shouldn't have been done back then.
Shit changes.
That's crazy.
There's too many women.
I don't know. I just feel as though motherfuckers would talk about it in the beginning. Like, look, I'm going to want my dick sucked every once in a while. Now, it's cool if you don't like it now, but I wish you would, you know, open your mind. But see, it's different. It's fucking different because just because I won't let a chick put a dildo on my bunghole, pause, doesn't mean that she has to go out and find somebody else. Like,
but if
that's
how
gay shit, like, I can't get with somebody that likes to see gay shit or do gay
okay,
shit.
Okay, then now, that's what you prefer.
Now, but a female giving me head, that's not gay. So if I don't eat pussy, and she like, yo, look, you know, I don't suck dick, and I know you don't eat pussy, but
hold up.
Then I'll be like, all right, you know what? I'll do it. And I might lick it every once in a while. What?
You know, that's why when people first get together, they got to get to know each other.
Yeah.
And that's when you find out the likes and dislikes. And I don't
yeah.
care what anybody say, the sexual conversation happens very quickly. And at the beginning, someone should know whether they like giving head, whether they like it doggy style, whether they like it in the back, whether they don't. You will know what he or she will like before it actually happens, unless you're a virgin and that's a needle in a haystack.
Yeah.
But you can't come into a relationship knowing that somebody doesn't like it, knowing that somebody doesn't do it, and then continue it so that you could cheat on later.
Yeah.
Like you, cheater.
I've never cheated. And I'm going to tell you why I've never cheated, because I keep this shit real. Like, I'll tell a girl if I'm talking to her, like, look, I don't want no relationship. I'm not going to say, yo, yeah, let's get in a relationship just to get it. So that when I do get it, and then you find out that I'm doing you dirty, there's problems. And if you got that good, that means that I'm not going to be able to keep getting it anymore because I got caught with this chick. So what's
okay,
the problem that
happens
when I just tell you, look, I don't want no relationship. Huh?
Do all your girls agree that they're going to sleep with you, but you're not in a relationship with them?
Well, I mean, you make it seem like I'm pimp daddy over here. Like,
you're player.
Yeah, like it's no playing going over here. But you know, it's that when it does come to a situation like that, yeah, I tell them, like, look, you know what I mean, I don't want a relationship. Like, you gotta
catching feelings.
See now, but that's what sucks because women will agree. I no doubt. It is what it is. Fuck it, I don't want no relationship. Summertime's coming up. On to the next one. You know that shit that y'all like to fucking do. And then when we bust y'all ass, when we give you that beat, yo. Not just beat, yo. We give you that beat, yo. Mucho beat, yo. Y'all motherfuckers want to start catching feelings. And then it's like if me and my brother SD, we go out to the club, and I'll be you call up like,
they just like the dick, nigga.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
what it
no
is.
Feelings,
we don't
want
you to give it to
anyone
else.
There ain't no feelings involved,
nigga. So that's not
just feelings. It's not about having feelings with you. It's not having feelings with you. It's having feelings that you're taking something away and giving it to someone else.
That's what that is.
You taking what we thought is ours, what we thought we own, and you giving it to someone else.
Oh, there you go. See, who gave you that? No, I ain't gonna say nothing. All right, I need to.
No,
nah, nigga, come on, man.
Go ahead, say it.
I'm chilling tonight, man. Oh, shit.
Okay, I'm chilling. First day back, he chilling tonight.
Chilling tonight, man.
Yeah, that nigga's stupid. And he's about to go win, too. Yeah, okay, so that's what it is. I mean, yeah, so y'all fall in love with a dick. Understandable. But it's like, if I tell you from jump, like, yo, even if, yeah, I'm like, yo, it's nothing. It's like, you know, we friends with benefits type of shit. Like,
exactly.
I'm still going to see other people. And you agree with it. Like, okay, you can see other people. I guess because you don't get the dick, and once you finally get it, you're like, oh, wow, this is amazing. I don't want to share now. I'm going to start having girls sign contracts. Like, yo, you broke the contract. And I'm going to sue the shit out of you now. Broke the motherfucking contract. I told you don't catch feelings. What did you do? You caught feelings. Yeah, I know you're in love with my dick. I know you're in love with my dick. Hell, I'm in love with my dick. Pause. I'm glad it's on me. But damn it, motherfucker. You broke the contract. See your ass in court tomorrow morning. Don't be late.
Well, there's some niggas that are the same way.
Oh, yeah, yo. Hey, I'm not ashamed to. I'm not afraid to admit it. I fell in love with some pussy. And... I was straight pussy. I wasn't on no rah-rah shit, like, you know, some really pussy whip nigga, like, hey, G, where you at? Hey, fella, I can't go out tonight. I got to chill with her. I wasn't on a pussy shit level like that, but she knew she had that snapper, and it was only one chick that actually had that power over me. I don't think it happened again because I'm up on my shit now. But, yeah, it's...
Now, how do you avoid it?
It's kind of hard to avoid it because what you do, like, it sucks because when you do it, you try to fight it. Like, fuck it, man. I'll pussy, y'all. Right. As soon as she calls you up, like, yo, you coming? Yeah. I'll be right over. Like, it's crazy. And then when you try to.
Let me ask you.
Hold on. You get into it so much that you start calling her. More than she calls you, and she hit you off with the, why you call me so much? What do you mean call you so much? I only called you like 3 times. No, nigga, you called me 27 times today. Like, that shit is crazy. That's when you gotta fall back.
What do you call it when a nigga calls you 27 times and he still didn't get in it?
Yo, that shit is crazy. If he gets the pussy, do not, like, run. Just run. Because if he falls in love with you before you give him the pussy and you give it to him, that motherfucker's going to kill you and whomever you cheat on him with.
Oh, yeah,
those are those crazy and deranged niggas. Like, them motherfuckers fall in love with the pussy and didn't get it yet?
So I'm scared to go back to New York.
Oh, pussy. Don't get mad because you stupid. You a dumbass and you couldn't fucking, yeah, you're a dumbass for that, stupid motherfucker.
You said you're afraid to come to New York?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Yeah, it is S.
I'm letting you fucking get into this shit.
Wow, so you got a crazy and deranged nigga in New York?
I just might.
That's the shit, but it's not letting me get into it.
Is he a poppy or a moreno?
He's a moreno.
Oh, shit.
Like Beast Kill Bossa.
You say he smell like Beast Kill Bossa?
He's a moreno that makes sure he calls me every day. And when I don't answer, he leaves these messages on my voicemail, like, what the fuck? Where the fuck you been? And he hasn't even got any yet.
Oh, he got beat. Yeah,
that shit is crazy. He sounds like a pussy to me.
Nah, he's not. He's really, really sweet, but I think he's going to get whipped.
You think he's going to get whipped?
Yeah.
I mean, if you...
Can
I mean, you never know nowadays because a lot of motherfuckers, you know what I mean, they think that, you know, just by someone's actions, but being the fact that, I mean, I don't know. How is the dude? Like, what about him? Like, is he a smooth motherfucker?
No, he's real. There's nothing smooth about him. He's a real person. He's a real guy. There's no, like, phoniness towards him. His life is reality. But it's just that some of the things he says and sometimes the way he makes me feel, it's a little intimidating.
Intimidating? Explain.
Because there hasn't been any physical attraction. It's all attraction verbally. And I don't know. I really don't know what to expect when the physical appearance comes on.
Wow, he must look like Shrek.
He may be a stalker afterwards. No, he's not like Shrek.
Yeah, he doesn't look like the donkey from Shrek in the face.
No.
He look like Bruce Wayne in the face.
No.
Okay.
He's tall, dark, and handsome.
All dark and handsome.
Whoever does the most.
What'd you say?
I say he's tall, dark, and handsome.
Other SD says okay, fucking tall, dark, and handsome. That's what's up. Well,
he's
brother. Well, you know what they say. So, have you ever fucked with anybody like him?
No.
So you know what they say about that. Like, you may think that, damn, if I put it on his motherfucker, he might be that crazy in the range nigga that I'm talking about. Because they out there. Don't get fucked up. I mean, they closer than you think. But if you've never messed with a dude like this dude before, you might want to bring a seatbelt with you, a Bible and a seatbelt. Because it might be a bumpy ride. You know what I mean? It might actually do a 360 on you, and you be the one that's crazy and deranged.
I wouldn't want that either.
Sometimes it's hard to, you know, avoid it when you mess with certain people. By the way, is he a Virgo? Because the motherfucker sounds, just from you explaining it, it sounds like he might be in a Virgo category.
He just might.
Oh, wow. Yeah. And motherfucker Virgos, they're like, I think what they say is, because I used to mess with a couple Virgo females. I'm a Sagittarius. But, fucking, the Virgo women that I've messed with are, like, very, very kinky, and they're good pleasers. Like, they love to please. They love foreplay. And they love all that, like, getting rough shit and,
oh, shit.
So,
and how about
Virgo, you? What about me?
How are you?
How am I?
Yeah.
I'm doing good. And yourself?
I'm fine.
So what's the question? How is me what?
What type of person are you being a quote-unquote Sagittarius?
I'm pretty much somewhat similar to the Virgo. I'm somewhat similar to the Virgo, but I'm a step up on the freaky side. Like, I really like to get it popping to the point where you're going to be stuck in a position that you're in for a good hour after we're done. Just thinking to yourself, like, damn, this nigga put it on me.
Oh, wow.
I can't find it.
Cocky,
but you know what? Yeah, and I'm very confident. You know what I mean? Very confident. You know, I pulled that from the Virgo trait, that Virgo chart as well. You know. very confident.
You can't be pulling traits from other signs.
Why?
You can't say, let me borrow that.
Well, let me hold that real quick. Let me borrow that Medicaid card. Hey, yo, SD, let me get that Medicaid card.
Sure, you can't get that, man. Not tonight.
That nigga's on a Boost Mobile.
I'm on the phone with your girl, nigga.
Yeah, you are.
Oh, shit. Are we throwing underhand jabs?
I mean, who's throwing underhand?
Is he short?
Oh, who? SD? Nah, I don't think SD. SD, are you short?
I sure? Nah. No, I'm not.
How tall are you?
I'm 6'1", 6'2", something like that.
Something like that, wow.
Yeah, I'm taller than you. You're taller than your homeboy over there. Taller than your
computer. Oh, me, nigga? I'm 6'2". I'm 6'2", nigga. I'm taller than that nigga. That nigga like 4'9".
Don't lie to that woman.
Nah, that nigga like 5'9".
Don't lie to that woman.
Like Royce.
Well, G, I'm going to say farewell.
Yeah, it was good to have you on the show. You should stop by sometime.
I should.
So when are you coming up this way?
By next month.
Mm.
I should touch down May 5th.
Mm. Are you going to go see this lame-ass nigga that you're talking about?
I just might.
All right, well, yeah, you better be careful.
Wait, why?
I'm just a hater.
Oh,
why? I was about to say, you need to come see me. That's what you need to do, but fuck that. You know, I don't want to break that nigga's spirit.
Maybe he'll just tag along.
See, two men in the room? Nah, I can't. Nah, unless he's going to be the cameraman, then we can go down. You know?
Oh, no.
Hold the LB button.
Oh, so you like the double team thing?
No.
Oh, my bad. My mind is in the gutter. You said tag along.
It sure
I'm thinking, is. You said tag along. I'm thinking tag team. I'm like, okay.
No. Hold up. No.
What the hell was you talking about?
I'll let you know another time.
Oh, yeah. Let's go. To be motherfucking continued. Well, I'm a fucking play. And what do you want to go by? Mimi or 411?
411.
411 in the building. This won't be the last of 411. As y'all can see, she's talkative like a motherfucker. And I've noticed, this listening to you speak, you one of those type of females where you're talking. When someone else talks, you'll keep talking, and then eventually they shut the fuck up.
That's
so
right.
Listen to what you're saying. Because you're not going to... Well, if you ever fuck with a nigga like myself, I'll talk over your ass. I'll put the phone down and put the receiver to my mouth.
I'll cut you off, too. It doesn't make no difference whether it's you or anyone else.
Oh, really? All right, well, I'm going to send your ass home with this song. We're sending this out to 411. You calling from where?
Florida.
You calling from Florida, Florida. And I take it you're a New York born. Flo Rida. You're New York born, right?
Boogie down. Well, no.
Hey.
Jersey born, hey, boogie mom. Raised.
Jersey born, boogie raised. Let's see if I got any boogie, some boogie shit. If I got any boogie shit. Nah, I got any boogie shit? Yeah, I got some boogie shit. Fuck it, I'm gonna play some boogie shit for this boogie chick. I tried to rhyme, that shit wasn't funny. I can't go for this third one. All right, well, I'll fucking,
Oh, I'll grind it on the steps. Let's get it.
Let's see, what are you doing tomorrow?
Same thing I do every day.
So you think you'd be able to do another show?
Oh, you seen that crime? Oh, you wasn't looking.
I don't know.
We can actually...
Tomorrow.
All right, well, you know, I'll be in touch.
Okay, all right, just let me know.
All right, let me see if,
Can I play my song?
Yeah, I'm playing it right now. Hold on. This song right here is an old school joint going out to the lovely, sexy, short, big-breasted, fat-assed, very sexted, fat-lifted. Did I say big-breasted? All right, well, I'll say it again. Big-breasted, very big-breasted, fat-assed.
You forgot my
going
name?
Out to 411. It's an old school joint by Big Pun, Cannabis, Noriega, and Cameron. Keep it locked. Angry Bastard Radio.
Oh.
Yo, come on, yo, you're not the hitter, we buckle, we suckle. Stop below the game of pinochle. Anything I put my money in, got to see double. That's y'all wanna see trouble. You ran them out. I'm the type to cut a piece of soap, put on an aim and style. Tell you it's track to hand them down. Kimmy style, girls wanna know, can I smile? That's what they fall, cause they let my balls right after I play ball. No wash up, no nothing. Hear what I say, y'all? Okay, y'all. Act like Jay, y'all. Turn the baddest bitch to Jay, y'all. Like Stacey Dash, he was eating Tracy ass. At this other lady pad to get it on, I had to call a better store. But cut those car, y'all. Why y'all hope this dog fall? But I come inside the tunnel, nigga, with Pope John Paul. Yo, them niggas on the wall front, they ain't no harm, y'all. Cause my crew would break heat soda. I'm that nigga they talk about on street soldiers. But my street soldiers are heat holders and we rollers. Keep two bones and two phones in each rover. We all relaxing. Any beef, it's all reaction. Peace is all reaction. But I get buck wild like Corey Jackson. Playing called off, cause y'all niggas got to get hauled off. Y'all all soft for smoking Nikolai, nigga like Volkov. Know what I mean, yo? Long as the cream grow, I fiend though. I come fuck up your whole town like El Nino. I'm the hottest nigga you seen, yo. Jumping out of Lex 2 with Jimmy Jones right next to me in the bed.
Fuck all y'all non-believers. I roll with God, the squad, and TS. Out with the BS, we platinum, they even doubted Jesus. Niggas is 85% of 400 solid. Brain product with knowledge, cock diesel scholars. Holding it down, walking around with gold by the pound. Frozen and drowned with diamond boulders all in the crown. Talk of the town, soaking you down with toes till you drown. Ghost you around your corpse with the force that'll open the ground. Hear the jokes for the clowns, I'm on a serious tip to keep playing. And I get furious quick, and I'll take you for a walk through the ghetto. Leave a spark in metal and get outlined and charged by the devil. I rep the burrow that mothered this rap shit. I used to clap shit, now I just stay back and Mac on some Mac shit. I used to have to pack a Mac and back in the act. Now I relax the stack, plan the back to my chat. It's like that, but don't think I won't kind of act. My niggas are strapped and quick to lay a bitch on his back. I'm swift with the Mac, quicker than Kung Fu with the reflexes of a cat and the speed of a mongoose.
Talk about, huh? That's what we talk about, dub shit. Talk about, huh? That's what we talk about, dub shit. Talk about, huh? That's what we talk about, dub shit. Talk about, huh? That's what we talk about, dub shit. That was a symphony without me on it. It ain't a symphony. My dudes shit on cats without Tiffany. N-R-E, I just lace the heat. I don't complain about the track, give me any beat. I get head in the whip on any street. I fuck with Clue of a cat's mistake. I've been fucking with Clue since he made 60 minute dates. We caught mad bottles and crushed mini grapes. We from the hood and they from the hood. The difference is we get blacks that go double wood. We hit the game right over. At the time they could. Them niggas silly though. No one Nori lay pretty though. But them niggas is low. Just like the Maxwell video. I got two albums and two cars. Now bitches on my dick cause the teak of the bars. Dug down first face. The motherfuckers ain't live. Don't control the street. I sold 163 down on my first week. That mean I got more fans than you. Bigger plans than you. We buy real coke and grams of blue. Hey, yo, the president is like me. He smoke weed too. Don't really like the fuck. He just get head too. Stick a broom in your butt. Tell you go ahead, boo. Dogged out motherfuckers like the rest of the crew. Cannabis, Cameron, and Punisher 2. And the beat's usually done by Duro and Clue. Who the hell wanna battle? The ill mathematical. My motherfucking brain is IBM compatible. Far from being boring, my style is hard like Castle without McCormick. I run through your crew like the flu when I vomit. My style's like AIDS, cause don't nobody want it. Niggas running like they hard, but I'm a street fighter like Jean-Claude. And I split the shit bar right down the middle. Play you like a fiddle, I got a fetish with titties. I nibble on the nipple, then trespass on your property like Monopoly. Subdue your crew and beat that ass properly. Welcome to
to the Desert Storm annual extravaganza. Crew rolls deeper than the car rides on Bonanza. I feed off weed, natural energy sources. Lyrics are more power than the horses they put in Porsches. Can't be tested or F with, I'm too reckless. I chop off heads just to take the necklace. The type of cannabis, the side effectless. The type of shit begin to question mark man erection. Take your face of action, flip like reciprocal fractions. Turn the heat up on MCs to watch they meet black. You try to get fly, you get electrified and fly. The fuck around and get your mouth slapped dry. You could batter me and possibly survive, but you can never see me. You walk away without a black eye. Word up, hops, Illuminati, call the cops. And if the cops ain't trying to see me, the cops call SWAT. Score your whole squad with bullet scars, no holds barred. I leave the hassle to the National Guard. Ready or not, like the Fugees, cool speed stepping to me. But I wipe them all out like booty. So unruly, the police don't say nothing to me. It don't matter whether they on or off duty. I murder you brutally when I spit at you. My actions are unforgivable. Look at what Illuminati did to you. The maximum lyrical nigga, you minimal. There's a big hole in the desert. I told the men in blue to dig for you. Motherfucker, Illuminati 98.
DJ
Chili chili bang bang. Chili chili bang bang. Yeah, nigga, Angry Bastard Radio is back in full effect, dog.
This nigga's trying to do some shit.
What happened?
Yeah.
Yo, man, spit out this this new MySpace page, nigga.
Seriously?
Spit that the info out on that new track or whatever you're about to say.
I don't even know that MySpace page, dude.
Where is this nigga Six at?
How am I supposed to know?
You hear this nigga's answering machine?
Nah.
This nigga sound like he just left Bible study.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, hold on. Everybody, I'm about to call my brother, my other brother, 6'4". Listen to the pussy shit he has on his answering machine.
Oh, I bust my fucking face open on that shit.
...of the shell that encloses your understanding. It is the bitter potion by which the physician within you heals your sick self. Therefore, trust the physician and drink his remedy in silence and tranquility.
To leave a voice message, press 1 or just wait for...
Exactly. No dog, man. We're on Angry Bastard Radio right now, man. It's me and this nigga. That's Dizzle. And I listened to all that bullshit that you said. Just to call you a pussy. I'm hanging up. Pussy.
Oh, shit.
And let me call the other one. The other one. See, this one was loud. The other one was a little fucking lower.
I know how to do everything your girl, likes. How did demo about those flyers?
What the fuck
is going on here, man? What, bitch? What the hell is going on here? Yeah. We're bleeding in.
Fuck on, hold on.
about to join us.
Oh, now this shit wants to ring. Get the fucking faggot. Nigga always ends up being on the show late.
Your pain is the breaking of the shell that encloses your understanding. It is the bitter potion by which the physician within you heals your sick self. Therefore, trust the physician and drink his remedy in silence and tranquility.
Yo, dog, that's your brother, nigga.
What happened?
That's your brother, nigga.
I don't even know.
Fuck is this nigga talking about? Holy fucking Dan Arnold in the face ass nigga. Fucking
dumbass.
Ben Vereen in the face ass nigga.
Dumbass,
that nigga, that's that nigga 6'4"'s arm on the baking soda box. Nigga's head on the Mr. Clean box. Oh, brownie in it. Brownie's paper towel in the face. Brownie's paper towel in the face, ass nigga. Oh, fucking icy slurpy polar bear in the face, ass nigga.
I'm still playing.
Yo, what you on that duty?
Nah, I'm playing skate.
You on Xbox? You got the headset and all that?
Yeah, nigga. Why wouldn't I?
Do you have Modern Warfare too?
Nah, I wish I did.
Ah, about to say, nigga. Niggas need to team up. Get that gun battle in motion. That gun work and the knife work.
How you go to the online?
Make sure y'all hit us up at myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio. It's your boy GQ holding it down. It's 11, it was about to be 11 soon. You got S Dizzle fucking building, fucking fresh shoulder support. We had the infamous 411 shoulder support. You know what I mean? Niggas was just holding it down, handling it and handled. This is the first show back. And so far, niggas killed it. You know, this nigga 6'4 is in the Matrix. Cuba in the Matrix. Fucking La Boricua in the Matrix. La Chacolita in the Matrix. Motherfuckers is chilling right now. All I gotta say is, y'all niggas is pussy. Y'all niggas is poo-poo. I know you ain't talking to me, nigga.
Platter, nigga, in here.
Poo-poo platter. Nigga, SD been
yo, I made one
missing. Nigga been MIA. But niggas back like... Niggas back like flat tops. MySpace.com/angry_bastard_radio. Also, hit us up on Facebook. Go search us. Type in GEE space QEW. Once again, that's G as in goat. E as in eating your mom out. E as in eating your mom out. Q as in your mom has cute tits. E as in your mom ate that white dog shit off the ground. And W as in I whacked your mom in the face of the bat after I went in on her butt.
Who was it? A heel flip, under, hard flip, whatever the hell that was.
Nobody cares what you did, nigga.
I bit your girl, nigga.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And she loved every minute of it.
A walk. Got 90 seconds left. Huh?
You have reached the maximum time permitted to record. To send your
shit.
Message, press 1 at any time. To listen to your...
Let me see. What am I going to close out with, man? Matter of fact, I'm going to close out with this shit. This is that shit. This is Voice of 5-9, King of Kings.
Okay.
Keep it locked. Angry Bastard Radio.
Let me school you. Yo, okay. For all my hungry disciples.
Listen.
Let's pause.
Sit still.
Sit still. Listen.
The hungry.
King. King. King.
The hungry.
Sit still.
Let me school you for a minute.
Blackout. Blackout.
What?
An angel from the lost, fight headband, mark that man. In the most thought, block, dangling from across.
What?
The height of the heart, the harder, wept up, crucified with my chest up, felt forsaken by the father, wounded rebel,
ooh.
In Jerusalem, getting picked on,
what?
And whipped by the goons of the devil. Black man, 5'9", feet of thorn when he stares out, with wool hair and feet of bronze.
What?
Bird stick, a black staff with brown handle.
What?
Backtrack, my first kick, brown sandal.
What?
In the breeze of the surgeon, surrounded by merchants.
What?
Immaculate birth,
what?
Conceived by a virgin.
What?
Do a lot in the lyric, due to the true and not living. Purest of white, driven human inside of a spirit. Or the cathedral, that's only a quarter illegal. Slaughter the people, all for the forces of evil. Exterior armor,
what?
Transparent, non-vivid. The last grand wizard, slash serial bomber. Here it is, I'm heaven sent, living in hell. All seeing eye and head of the pyramids.
What?
They keep watching,
what?
I'm for the death while the beat's knocking. Plot by the devil in the blue dress and cheap stocking. Spiritual lab,
what?
Equipped with physical math. Able to think quick and bring miracles to pass.
What?
The lost wonder of dark days, the breeze lighting. Christ titan, call thunder and sneeze lightning. Control the door, toe core, feed the gators. Soul mediator of cold in the holy war. In front of the Mars, and the storm coming to Mars. Locked in the physical form of the son of the God. Son of the sun, thorough.
What?
Tongue swore to claw, speaking flash under a gun. When the rumor started, I departed. I don't know some old shit about me being placed in a tomb in the garden.
What?
Listen here, you lost. I was tortured and died for the cause, and got caught, disappeared from the cross.
What?
First in doing lesson and learn, my return to the earth in the form of a perfect human specimen. The written jeweler, driven from the face of a leader, a slave of the people, in the form of a hidden ruler.
What?
Satan's descendant. Put a break in what they intended. The hatred is ended. Sway the other way, get ascended. Bells are going tell. Defendants will go to jail.
What?
Hot cold on your trail. Sinners will go to hell. I got a soul for sale. Well, let's start debating at a tragic death. Who knows what's finna happen next?
What?
Cousin of death. With predictions that I could promise. Gave it to Nostradamus and I ain't touching the rest. The heart falling.
What?
Balancing birds on my finger. Nerves of a cheetah. Birth with the urge to walk water. File searching. Bi-weekly. All purpose. Talk verses and die cheekies and fly turbans.
What?
Into the scheme of things. All love. All thugs get judged by me,
what?
The king of the king.
What?
Sit still, and listen. Sit still, and listen. Wake up.
Go.
I said king,
what?
King, what? King,
what?
King, sit still,
nigga.
What?
And listen.
Blackout. Sit still.
What,
nigga?
Blackout.
Real niggas only.
I'm playing music until my switchboard literally resets itself, reboots itself, reloads itself, and puts me out that I can't play no more music for you people. Old school flavors and new, baby. Let's go, GQ. 5'9
or Mr.
Mr. Always ice cold wristed. Or Mr. None of your business. Mr. Consistent and confident. The so dope lyrics. The hardest hitting nigga in show business. Came in this game with a pissy ass attitude. Arrogant like Shut Up. Laughing at you with trap. I wasn't happy before, but I'm happy today. I'm rapping today. Looking to get a plaque in my day. So I met this white boy one night who turned out to be the illest human being I ever heard in my life. He took me under his wing and showed me some things and molded me into a pro until the flow was mean. Taught me not to do it like this, but to do it like that. Threw me all types of love and I threw it right back. Though we don't talk as much, we never let the game consume us, cause we for real. My nigga Slim, let's go.
Let us grow up now, we got here, we can't stop here.
Explosive as some shells in your gun. Mr. Quick to pull a thing on you just for you lose. Mr. Quick to swing on you before he shoot. I'm the finest tune rapper machine rapping and scene since way back when it was only rapping in Queens. Suck my balls if you competing with me, homeboy. I don't dream, I'm the type to just be, homeboy. Sucker free, it's like a religion, I iron and serve. And more common in words, my song with you was sinning. Y'all niggas is all punks and your jewels is red. And your diamonds is all dark like they blue with tennis. I would never kill none of y'all, I ain't that fool. But I will stomp the shit out you, I ain't that cool. You ain't even gotta greet me when you see me. Matter of fact, you better give me 5 feet when you see me. Where you at? Let's go.
Let us grow up now, we got here. We can't stop here, we too far. All my niggas, you're my niggas. And you all know who you are. Let us grow up now, we got here. We can't stop here, we too far. All my niggas, you're my niggas. And you all know who you are.
Royce 5'9 or 1'6 nigga. Bitches know that with me that the come gets quicker. Mister, always got some crystal or pistol. Rather dish you than chill with you and we'll hit you. The insane is monster and came and conquered a game that remains to be full of trained imposters. I will not let you niggas talk to me. No way, this is not what I'm here for. Give me my money. Faggots only attract faggots and that's that. Rap rats, fucking roaches and black maggots filling my eat. I talk shit from the moment I wake up. Turn right around and talk shit in my sleep. Let's go.
Let us grow up now, we got here, we can't stop here, we too far. All my niggas, y'all my niggas, and you all know who you are. Let us grow up now, we got here, we can't stop here, we too far. All my niggas, y'all my niggas, and you all know who you are.
Voice of 5'9", let's grow. I'm going to keep it all old school. I'll play these last two tracks, and then and if it doesn't reboot by then, I'm going to play some new cuts and get the fuck out of here. Angry Bastard Radio, this is 9, N-I-N-E, Lion King. Old school shit. Keep it locked, your boy G Quizzle.
Your album and I don't believe a word of it. I think you soft like that trick Mother Hubbard. Filling the cupboard with canned goods like Mother Goose who lived in a shoe. Next door to your weak ass crew. 9 flew over the cuckoo's nest. Took a worm from the mouth of a baby bird. I know you heard as the world turned. 8 million stories to tell. 7.5 million lies. 500,000 facts in hell. Heard your album and I don't believe a word of it. Think you're soft like that trick Mother Hubbard. Filling the cupboard, you canned goods like Mother Goose who lived in a shoe. Next door to your weak ass crew. 9 flew over the cuckoo's nest, took a worm from the mouth of a baby bird. I know you heard as the world turned. 8 million stories to tell, 7.5 million lies. 500,000 facts in hell. The well is almost dry, down to its last block. Wow. How many bodies you kept since your last video? How many keys of dope you slip in your rhyme flow? David B. David, when you said it, never gave it a second thought. Then bought the wolf ticket. Get it on reality for fantasy. Produced by Taxi or Mr. Rock Records. On the real island, yeah, it's gonna be wildin' and smiling. Who's the character with gold records and life still harder than Attica? Niggas is backwards up in the road.
up off the door. I sold drugs and wanted to rap. Now niggas rapping, wanna sell drugs. Ghetto celebrities wanna be thugs. But when this blood stops flying and the beats come, they start crying. I knew he was lying, wishing. Hardcore gangsters turn into born again Christians. Who the Lion King, talking about a diamond ring. Flipping keys, killing all his enemies, please. All you do is write rhymes. Wanting with yours, making it harder for mine. Lion King. Rappers be lying all the way to the bank. Describe Luciano or Maya Lansky. Fantasy, female MCs, even rhyme about flipping keys. Couldn't work a triple B. Nah, man. It seemed like keep it real mean, real bogus, real fake. Out of focus when you wrote this. Half the niggas yelling, bro, don't even smoke this. I hope this gets through. You get hurt up. I'll expose your panties by pulling your skirt up. Word up. I heard a lot of stories, a lot of fake glories in unknown territories. It sounded looking fishy, like red snappers and trout. Niggas is boneless like fillets, off and off to saute, okay? The sky's the limit, even I exaggerate when I create. But I don't perpetrate and illustrate to sound great, cause it's fake. I really will make or take and break your neck in two. If you disrespect my crew, this is what I'll do. Not physically, I'll break you with the 1-2. Who the hell you think you fooling? I see through you, coming from the Bing. I hate the Lion King. Talking about a diamond ring, flipping keys, killing all his enemies, please. All you do is write rhymes, fronting with yours, making it harder for mine, you Lion King. Who the Lion King? Talking about a diamond ring, flipping keys, killing all his enemies, please. All you do is write rhymes, fronting with yours, making it harder for mine, you Lion King. Now in this world we live in, there's two ways to do everything, the right way and the wrong way. It is the short way and the long way. But I'ma do my thing the dark mass way. I'm either gonna make it or I'm gonna take it.
I gotta make something or I gotta take something. Even if it comes down to hustling and pumping, I'ma do whatever to avoid the stormy weather. Got my act together, either make or take.
In the land of the free and the home of the brave, I still feel like a slave. My heart is dark like the Batcave. Don't cry, dry your eye. We all gonna die, but I'm gonna die blind. In the race, the great paper chase. Money's the only thing that I'ma let you throw in my face. Corrupt political officials speak the issues and diss you like you told a tissue. I'ma miss you when you fall into the flames. The same game with new names and new games. Same pains and bloodstains, propaganda. I wanna smoke trees in a Havana, wearing a bandana at the coast of Savannah. Swear to God, I'll split a nigga like a banana. Over currency and property, ain't no stopping me. I'm building a monopoly, now copy me. Each one teach one, lessons of making and taking. Erasing, faking and snaking. Serious like a Jamaican, and I bring home the bacon. Daily, really, I never fake it. I gotta make it like it's sacred. Fuck around and I'ma take it.
I gotta make some or I gotta take some. Even if it comes down to hustle and the puppet, I'ma do whatever to avoid the stormy weather. Got my act together, either make or take. I gotta make something or I gotta take something. Even if it comes down to hustle and the puppet, I'ma do whatever to avoid the stormy weather. Got my act together, either make or take.
My hand wrapped around all the bills and chills down my spine like cheap wine. So I gotta get mine all the time. I rewind back to the days when I realized sometimes crime pays. There's 6 million ways to die, but only one to live. I need enough money to spend, enough money to give. Cause I love my peeps and my peeps love me. And I refuse to see them living in poverty. I gotta be on point, I anoint myself savior with new flavor. Like Fred, with my third eye, I cry. Shed tears in the mind for being blind. Only thing left for me now is crime or rhyme.
I gotta make something or I gotta take something. Even if it comes down to hustling and pumping, I'ma do whatever to avoid the stormy weather. Got my act together, either make or take. I gotta make something or I gotta take something. Even if it comes down to hustling and pumping, I'ma do whatever to avoid the stormy weather. Got my act together, either make or take.
I
with one way out. Figure it out, that's what life's about. Trial after trial, tribulation after tribulation. I want a black nation, cause I'm sick of the plantation. No more picking cotton, have you forgotten? We be kings and queens of this earth. Now roaming the rotten apple, drinking Snapple, trying to get a little capital. Spending like I'm crazy, that's what rap will do. You have to maintain, make sense out of what's insane. And stay on top of your game. Don't blame nobody but yourself for your lack of wealth. Times get hard, get sneaky like a stealth. Make or take is the thesis. I want pieces of the pie, gotta do or die.
I gotta make some or I gotta take some. Even if it comes down to hustling and pumping, I'ma do whatever to avoid the stormy weather. Got my act together, either make or take. I gotta make some or I gotta take some. Even if it comes down to hustling and pumping, I'ma do whatever to avoid the stormy weather. Got my act together, either make or take.
This song is going out to my crew member, SD. Stop it, Slam. Keep it locked. Angry Bastard Radio. I'm not no blood or crip. I'm neutral. But it's a blood song, so I just had to put that shit out there.
I'm a boss in every hood, including yours.
I got a cold coming, I'm cold, youngin', and flow so sick, my nose running. You could talk that shit, but you don't want it. Four bricks on the floor, lock the door, and no one coming. You peel onions, let's go pop for pop. I hit him like Dolph Lundgren, if he dies, he dies. 24-7 is grinding time, talking about you grinding slime. Ain't hard to find, but I'm probably now. Got more hooks and punches than the Rocky round. Get some pounds from Houston or that Bobby Brown. Copy my style, I'm Mayweather, you Pocky ass. No matter what they say, we a mismatch. Don't let them gas you, dispose a lot of trash. Garbage bag, bag you. You ask me, I had to get at you. Straight kidnap you, then blast you. I heard he got it tied. Like the block is mine, then why you blocking mine? You ain't got a dime, smoking chocolate dime, wasting your watch's time.
Steady, cop and ride. Put the drop and drive. Stop. Lie on top of lie on top of lie.
Stop.
Come on, Dreams, you selling this.
True.
High selling bricks. Really 11 nicks. Tell them this.
Stop.
Damn, you could paint a sketch.
Damn.
This one the lamest yet. Him and Frank Luke had the same connect.
Stop.
Fuck with me, not today. Thank God I got away. We're selling a lot of yay, ain't gotta say. Cavi rugby, girls, they wanna grab and hold me, console me, and the 50s looking like ravioli. You from beginner's town, you round, so when is now? Now the preacher more like your teacher, so simmer down. Get the clown, for I smoke him like a half a blunt. Yo, I'm only gonna ask him once. We live the hardest life, so we park the yacht and dive. Then pull up, start the ride.
I heard he got it tied, like the block is mine, then why you blocking mine? You ain't got a dime, smoking chocolate dime, wasting your watch's time. How you holding weight, knowing you owing cake, you're screaming homie's face. Bills paid late, bagging up on paper plates, supposed to got a deal for eight.
That's the make.
What's poppin' five, that Vido? Heard your little slick shit, no need to reply though. I X them off my hit list, lean them like a wino. Rabbi on the dino, that's words you got signed, yo. Stop it, find them on the stretcher. That bitch you tryin' to impress her?
What?
Then won't you put your jewelry to a diamond tester?
Please.
65 compressor, CL I hop and slime. That's what you cop and ride.
Yes, stop.
Come on, five, stop it. I've been with some maid men since grade 10, 12th grade, laid back, great.
Ray-Bans. You got gay friends, me? I got some lesbians. Man, you ain't just an actor, you a thespian. So stop at five, it's dropping nine. No gun, but take shots, huh? Shots gon' fly. Goddamn, niggas still smoking chocolate ties. Stop and die.
I heard he got it tied, uh-huh. Like the block is mine. What? Then why you blocking mine?
Stop it, five.
You ain't got a dime.
Nah.
Smoking chocolate dime. Wasting your watch's time.
Stop it, five.
How you holding weight? Knowing you owing cake.
What?
You're screaming, hold me safe.
Stop it, five.
Bills paid late. Bagging up on paper plates.
Yeah,
poster got a deal for eight.
That's to me.
Stop it, five.
Gangsta grills, gangsta grills.
Alright, I was a little distracted. Well, we're going to hear the skit from Cam'ron's new shit, Cam'ron and Votto. This is what I'm going to start doing with women. I'm going to play it on various shows, maybe tomorrow's show, but just because I'm going to finish them all. But this is you're right. Instead of just arguing with a girl, just bite your tongue and just say you're right, just to shut them the fuck up.
Never know where I'm going to be.
You ain't going to come by my house. You ain't going to come by nowhere I'm at.
How you know?
Because I know you not.
Well, you don't know that. A lot of times you think I ain't somewhere and I'm right the fuck there.
I know.
What?
I said you right.
Yeah, I know I'm the fuck right. Where you at anyway?
I'm at Philly.
You ain't in Philly. They were the best on me, that shit.
I'm in Mount Airy.
Yeah, I know that's where you probably know. When you meet that girl late all the time when you come out there. I know how you do. That's why you always thinking this shit about me. I know how you is. I know you probably got like 10, 12, 15 different sex partners. You got all them different bitches sucking your dick. You just real fucking nasty. And I don't ride like that. But that's how you get down.
Alright, you right.
And you want to pick a fucking argument with me because you don't want to be around me. I don't like that. For real, that shit is so wrong.
Call me next week.
No, ain't no call. I don't like when you even saying that. What you mean call you the fuck next week? I'm calling now. Why, what the fuck I call next week for?
I'm busy this weekend.
You, now you talking to me like I just met you. Talk to somebody else like that. I don't want to hear that. That busy shit.
All right, you right.
Why, I'm right what?
Everything you're saying is right.
Yeah, I know everything I'm saying is right. So why do you try to pick arguments for people who you don't want to be around me? Like, why do that?
I'm wrong for that.
Yeah, you is wrong for that shit. Just got finished being in the fucking bed with somebody coming over this fucking hotel, getting on my fucking nerves. What you doing? Nigga, you been doing you since I fucking met you? I could fuck 10 niggas in front of you, and you shouldn't even give a fuck. All that cheating you do.
You right.
Nasty ass, for real. I'm serious, like,
bro.
And you do that shit to me
because
I let you. For real. I'm
really
fucking tired of it.
Yo, we out of here. The switchboard reset itself. Thank you, Blog Talk Radio, for letting me have this show again. I really appreciate it and giving me the prime time. I won't let you guys down. I'm going to be the history in the making. I promise you. That's all I need is a boost. I am here. GQ is here. People, GQ is here! For the 2012 and beyond! Because nobody knows when the world's going to end. The world ends when you die. So if I leave here today and not wake up, the world ends for me the night that I do not wake up. Pretty much. Y'all take it easy. God bless y'all. Thank God. And just remember, as long as you keep God in your heart, you can go anywhere. That's stole that from P. Diddy, but it's a real deal. God bless y'all. Good night. You guys will be in my prayers. See you next time we do this. Make sure you hit us up at myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio. And on my Facebook, it's GEEQEW. Once again, that's GEEQEW. And look for the GQ that has the picture. That's me. And I'll see you guys later. Stay tuned for the next show. Make sure you hit us up on our MySpace and in my Facebook, and we'll clue you in on what shows. We might have another 911 emergency call, emergency show, not call, show, this 9 to 11 tomorrow night from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m., you know, depending on if I can get the crew together. So, love, peace, and chicken grease. I'm out of here.